Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The U.S. still considering aid to Kiev. The United States has not made a decision on whether to provide Ukraine with lethal military assistance in its fight against Russia-backed separatists. According to State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki, no options have been taken on or off the table, and there is an ongoing discussion. The New York Times says a report by 8 former senior American officials urging the United States to send $3 billion in defensive arms and equipment to Ukraine is fueling the broader debate in Washington. Fighting has raged in the self-declared separatist regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. Al Jazeera journalist Peter Grest says it was a relief to be freed from an Egyptian prison. In an interview with Al Jazeera Monday, Grest said his release is a massive step forward for Egypt, but expressed concern about the journalist still in jail.
Amidst all of this relief, I still feel a sense of concern, a real sense of worry, because if it's appropriate for me, if it's right for me to be free, then it's right for all of them to be free.
Egypt deported Grest back to his home in Australia on Sunday, releasing him for more than a year's imprisonment after his conviction for allegedly aiding the banned Muslim Brotherhood. But there is no word on the fate of a second Al Jazeera journalist who was arrested with Grest in December 2013. Canadian-Egyptian Mohamed Fahmy was given a 10-year term for also being in possession of a fired bullet casing. A bomb exploded outside a stadium in northern Nigeria on Monday, just minutes after President Goodluck Jonathan left a campaign rally at the site. There was no claim of responsibility for the blast in the town of Gombe. This is VOA News. A large-scale trial of two potential Ebola vaccines is starting in Liberia as part of a global effort to prevent a repeat of the epidemic that's killed almost 9,000 people in West Africa. The study got underway Monday at a hospital in the capital, Monrovia, with about 600 volunteers taking part in the first phase. The trial is a collaboration between the United States and Liberia. Tunisia's prime minister-designate presented a new coalition government on Monday to include more parties. Habib Esid included secularists, Islamists, and smaller parties. Lawmakers rejected his first proposed cabinet last week as unrepresentative. The new government is expected to implement economic reforms demanded by Tunisia's international lenders and to continue its campaign against Islamist militants. Legislators will vote this week on whether to ratify the new government. An Egyptian court sentenced 183 supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood to death on charges of killing about 15 policemen following the 2013 ouster of President Mohamed Morsi. The charges were related to an attack in August 2013 on a police station in a village on the outskirts of Cairo, where the policemen were killed. Yemeni tribal and security officials say that a U.S. drone strike Monday killed at least four suspected al-Qaeda insurgents. It would be the third American drone attack in a week. Authorities say the latest attack targeted a car that may have been loaded with arms and explosives. Members of Afghanistan's partially formed cabinet have started work 4 months after the so-called National Unity Government of President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah took office. Ayaz Ghul reports.
8 ministers and the country's spy chief are among the first members of the Afghan cabinet to have taken office after clearing a nomination process that suffered repeated delays. The men were part of the list of 19 cabinet nominees jointly presented by President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah for parliamentary endorsement last week. The remaining 10 did not win confidence of majority of Afghan lawmakers. 3 key ministers were approved: Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani, Interior Minister Nurul Haq Ulumi, and Finance Minister Iqlal Hakimi. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
President Barack Obama sent a $4 trillion spending proposal to Congress that calls for higher taxes on the wealthy in 2016, an end to mandated spending cuts, and more money to help the country's financially strapped middle class. President Obama acknowledged Monday many of his proposals will face stiff opposition from Republicans in Congress. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.